Hello, and welcome back to another As It Is. Today's program is about Asia and two serious subjects. First, we hear about a plan to move over 100,000 refugees in Thailand back to Myanmar, the country formerly known as Burma. We'll have details about the plan and also hear what some experts are saying about the idea. Then, we'll hear about a new law that bans people from owning child pornography in Japan. Thailand's military government says it has reached an agreement with Myanmar, also known as Burma, for the return of refugees. The agreement calls for as many as 130,000 people to be sent back to Myanmar. The refugees fled violence and conflict in that country over many years. Rights activists oppose the move. They say refugees should not be returned until security and Myanmar's economy have improved. General Prayut Chan-o-cha leads Thailand. He has said Thailand would work with Myanmar to help the refugees that live in camps along their shared border. The general says human rights laws will be respected in the action. The refugees are mostly ethnic Karen from Myanmar. Others are members of the Karini and Shan groups. The groups have fought the Myanmar government for more self-rule. Most groups have reached agreements with the government to end the conflicts. But not all members feel it is safe for them to return. Rights groups also say they are worried about the refugees' return. They say some of the land traditionally held by the groups has been seized. Landmines are also a danger in these areas. Boji is an activist who has campaigned for the release of political prisoners in Myanmar. Boji says the border areas are not secure. Thailand's former civilian government has talked about returning refugees. But the little progress made only followed strong international criticism. Debbie Stoddard is a spokeswoman for the rights group Alternative ASEAN Network. She says the Thai military has shown it wants to solve the refugee problem since it seized power in May.
Now, I think there's quite a strong fear that this is really going to happen, especially because UN and international agencies have been working on this. The situation is still extremely fragile and dangerous. We're actually seeing more people displaced. And if you are happen to be a refugee of Muslim background, then you are particularly vulnerable.
Violence began 2 years ago in ethnic Rohingya areas of Myanmar. Tensions have increased between Buddhists and Muslims since that time. Ms. Stoddard says refugees fear they will be harmed by the Myanmar military. She says the military violates the rights of members of ethnic groups and has not been punished for such actions. She says that is why many people fled in the past. Rights groups are calling on the United Nations Refugee Agency to closely watch the situation. They say it may be too early to return the refugees to Myanmar because of cuts in aid to that country. They also say there need to be more political reforms in Myanmar. Next, we hear how Japan could become a leader in the fight against child pornography in Asia. Anna Mateo has this story.
The International Center for Missing and Exploited Children says 99 countries in the world still do not make possession of material showing children in sexual activities a crime. But now, Japan's parliament has changed that number. Japanese lawmakers have approved a measure that makes possessing such material a crime. The move comes after many years of international pressure. Some content of this story may be disquieting. Pornography, often called porn, is described as printed or visual material showing sexual activities. Child pornography is pornography showing children during these acts. Under a new Japanese law, people found guilty of possessing child pornography will be jailed for up to 1 year, or they will face financial punishment of about $10,000. Until the law passed, Japan had been the only remaining major developed country that had not banned possession of child porn. It outlawed production and distribution of such material in 1999, but making possession a crime took much longer. And nobody knows that better than a man named Ernie Allen. Mr. Allen is president and chief executive officer of the International Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He says his agency worked with Japanese officials for years to bring about this new law.
99 countries still don't criminalize possession, and they are overwhelmingly countries in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East.
Japan did take longer than other countries with similar economies to make reforms. But Mr. Allen says he hopes Japan will cause further changes around the planet, especially in Asia and Latin America. In 2002, the Center for Missing and Exploited Children started a child victim identification program. They asked law enforcement agencies from around the world to send images they received of exploited children.
2002, there were 50,000 images. By 2005, the center had received 1.9 million images. Last year alone.
The high numbers can be disturbing. But Mr. Allen says there is also a big increase in the number of countries who have enacted child porn laws, or elements of such laws. The new law in Japan is expected to take effect next month. However, punishment for owning child pornography will not be enforced for 1 year. The reason? Japan says it hopes that many people will dispose of the material on their own. I'm Anna Mateo.
And that's As It Is for today. Join us again tomorrow for another program from VOA Learning English.